husband of Democrat Katie Hobbs, worked for gender support program at a children's hospital. By Spencer Lindquist on November 4, 2022. The husband of Democrat Katie Hobbs works at a gender-affirming children's hospital and had a 10-year-old, transgender-identifying patient. The husband of Katie Hobbs, the Democrat gubernatorial candidate in Arizona, is a psychiatrist at the Phoenix Children's Hospital, which takes a gender-affirming approach, the Daily Wire reported. The hospital's website reads, "Every child has a different way of expressing gender and some may express themselves in ways that are different from what we expect. Many gender-expansive children are comfortable with the sex they were assigned at birth." It goes on to say there are times when a child may assert a gender identity that is different from, or not consistent with, the sex they were assigned at birth. They may also say they're not comfortable with their physical sex characteristics. Hobbs's husband, Patrick Goodman, is listed on a document as a provider for the hospital's gender support program, which serves gender-diverse and transgender youth. A lawsuit was brought against the hospital in 2020 on behalf of three children who identified as transgender and wanted to legally change their sex on their birth certificate. The lawsuit names Goodman as both a potential witness and as the mental health provider of one of the children, identified in the lawsuit as Jane Doe. One court filing reads, "Goodman is a therapist at Phoenix Children's Hospital and Jane Doe's mental health provider." It goes on to say, "He is expected to testify regarding his mental health treatment of Jane Doe's gender dysphoria and opinion regarding Jane's health and well-being absent injunctive relief." Court documents claim that the boy began expressing himself as a girl when he was 2.5 years old. Katie Hobbs has publicly advocated for sex change surgeries on minors, complaining that Governor Doug Ducey banned minors from receiving gender-affirming surgery and noting that he did so on the eve of International Day of Transgender Visibility. She also called the law hateful and said in a statement that Ducey and the Republicans were denying trans Arizonans the freedom to be their authentic selves. "These laws will have long-lasting and devastating effects on trans people, their families, and their communities." Spencer Lindquist is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SpencerLNDQST and reach out at Slindquist@Breitbart.com.